Uniontown Saturday Nighters in the Uniontown area of Narcotics Anonymous. Welcome, Rob.
Recovering addict. My name's Rob.
Rob.
Okay, sitting up here talking, to be honest with you, it doesn't seem real. Of course, I understand.
Stand on that side.
So, like, somebody asked me before this meeting started if I still have to sit down and not say nothing for a year. So, like, my sponsor told me to, like, I asked him about doing step work when I first got clean. He told me to sit down and shut up, pay attention for a year. And then I can start step work, and it's like, I'll get into that. My clean date's April 13th, 2020. Just got real nervous, as you can tell. I can't fucking talk. I can't talk in front of anybody. I'm trying to not look at nobody. You know what I mean? It's horrible. I took fucking public speaking in college and still can't do it. It's great. But, and life's been good. I never thought, like, I never thought that doing step work could do what it's done for me. I've heard people talk about it my whole first year, about how freeing it is, and I need some of that in my life, you know. My first year of recovery, like, I didn't even want to stay clean, to be honest with you. I just fucking wanted shit to change, man. I was in a bad situation, real bad. It changed. But it didn't change until I really, like, I had 13 months, and I started my first step. Admitting that I was powerless over my addiction, like, more than just drugs and alcohol, like, it was an eye-opener for me. And I was ego-driven. I still get ego-driven. That's not what's. But I really thought that was, like, I thought I knew everything, thought I had all the answers, nobody could tell me shit, you know what I mean? And, like, I really felt that way. I really thought that I knew everything. And really sitting down and going over, like, step one with the guy, I guess I probably did a little differently than some. But still, just admitting, like, powerlessness. Like, really being able to look back at a year clean and seeing how powerless over drugs I was. Like, I didn't think my life, I didn't want to live, you know what I mean? Like, I wanted to die more than I ever could have imagined. And, that powerlessness, like, it feeds into, like the lady before me shared, like, it feeds into so much of my life even today, man. Food, fuck, I overeat more than I ever should, you know what I mean? I was just, again, talking to some guys before this meeting about it, but, like, food and fucking spending money, man, I spend money like I'm in fucking, like, I'm in active addiction. I just don't buy drugs anymore, you know what I mean? I buy fucking materialistic shit, clothes and shoes and fucking sunglasses and, you know what I mean, just dumb shit that I don't need, you know what I mean, because it makes me feel good. And, like, I have to really fucking, like, reel back on some of that shit, man. Like, it becomes a problem, you know what I mean? And, man, I'm so fucking nervous.
Right. Where are you?
Yeah, I hear you. It sounds good. Yeah.
Speak for yourself. I'm not that.
Thanks, Seth. No, for real, though, man. Like, I hold a lot of respect for a lot of guys here, man. Seth tells this fucking story all the time, but, I had a little over a year, right around when I started my first step, and I come into a meeting in Altoona, and I'm sitting there, and he comes in, and I said, man, you look familiar to me, you know what I mean? And he's like, yeah, everybody says that, you know? And I'm like, huh, okay. I was like, but you look real familiar. He said, yeah, you're from Coalport. And I'm like, yeah, I used to live there. I live in Uniontown now. And he's like, yeah, I used to sponsor you. In the fog, you know what I mean? I was really in the fucking fog. You know? It's the reality, man, because I didn't know. I didn't know any better. You know what I mean? I was truly fucking, my life was in shambles when I got clean. Powerlessness, man. It was really when I finished my first step, I think I was like 16 months clean, that I really finally, like, something clicked, man. Something I really wanted to change. I really wanted to be clean. I wanted to do this. Like, it sucks to say that it took fucking 16 months for me to really feel it in my heart, man, but that's really when it, It went from my head to my heart, I think. I feel like that's about when my obsession was removed. Like, I really didn't think about using anymore. I didn't fucking... You know what I mean? Like, now I'm from, not this area, but I'm from, like, out near Altoona and shit. And I'll be driving around, you know what I mean? And I'll get those moments of fucking clarity every now and again. And, like, man, this is real. Like, I'm fucking clean. Like, this isn't, you know what I mean? I'm not going to fucking cop. Because I've copped everywhere. I'm from the fucking middle of nowhere. So everywhere, I've had to drive everywhere to fucking get shit, you know? And it's just, it's unreal, man. My life today is... I can't even imagine. They told me to make a list of things I want my first year, man, and where I'm at today wasn't even on the list. You know what I mean? It's unreal. The second step, as far as being sane goes, I ain't there. I promise you that. Became to believe that a power greater than myself to restore me to sanity. It was broken down for me that, like, just doing the next right thing, helping a newcomer, showing up for people that I normally wouldn't show up for, or that, you know what I mean, like relationships that I have today, you know what I mean, that's the stuff that, like, sane people do. That's how it was broken down for me, because I wasn't that person. In active addiction, you didn't want me around, I'd steal all your shit, you know what I mean, 100%, today, like, I have people that depend on me to be there. You know what I mean? That's just, it's the difference, man. It's only been 3 years. I still feel fairly new to living clean. You know what I mean? I'm not used to this. It's still new to me.
Me too.
It's wild, man. I can't wrap my head around it sometimes. I made a decision between my will and my life, and the care of God has understood them. So I grew up, thinking I was religious, and, you know, I just grew up in church and stuff like that, and that doesn't mean anything. Maybe nothing at all. I used churches. Let's be honest, I was a scumbag. I robbed from churches. I robbed from anybody I could. You know what I mean? Didn't matter. Whatever it took to get the next one, I was game. No matter what. Didn't matter. So the whole organized religion just... out the window for me. I even praying last night, like, I spent more time in prayer last night than I have in a while. And I was just praying that God speak through my heart today, you know what I mean? Because the God of my understanding, speak through my heart today, because I didn't prepare anything. I thought about it a couple times throughout the week, like, oh, I could say this or I could say that, and it doesn't matter. I gotta get up here, like Drew's coached me a couple times this week about just tell the truth. And first thing this morning, man, I wanted to wake up and call him and be like, hey, man, I can't make it. My kid's a DR, you know? You know, the fucker, like, I know he'd grill me until he got the truth out of me, too. That's the sad part. Like, I thought about it, though. For real, I thought that exact thought. I got up this morning. But no, it's an honor to be here, man. It really is. I get so nervous and I can't stand talking in front of people. I don't know why. Because I can talk to anybody. I can come up to any of you after this meeting and talk to you about anything. I don't give a shit. But just stand up here and do it in front of people, it's nerve-wracking, I guess. I don't know. I'm not used to it. You know? But yeah, like, for me, the third step was, it was broken down for me. I had 2 years clean when I fucking worked my third step. And it was broken down for me that I have to make a decision to turn my will over. Not so much like, because I fuck up. You know what I mean? I ask God to take control, and I want control back. I'm a control freak. I don't want anybody else to be in charge of my life. I like to do the things I want to do. I want to fucking run around and blow money like it's fucking Christmas all the time. You know what I mean? And I say that because I spoil the hell out of my kid. You know what I mean? My kid has more fucking Legos than you could ever imagine, you know what I mean? And it's probably become a problem for me, you know what I mean? Because I hear it all the time, like, you bought him more Legos. Yeah, fuck yeah, buy him all kinds of shit, I don't care, you know what I mean? Whatever. But part of that is, like, turning it over to God and allowing him to, like, to have faith that, you know what I mean, he'll get me through days, or even like this, you know what I mean? I'm not going to stand up here and sound like a jackass. Because that's where I flutter into things, or I get nervous. There's my the whole ego driven. I want to sound good in front of people that I don't know. You know what I mean? It is what it is. I just fucking drew a blank. But honest to God, it probably 18 months to 2 years clean. After working my third and into my fourth step, that's when I really realized that this was real. Like this was a way of life. This became something that we call living one day, or living life while recovering one day at a time. But I don't know. That's all I have. It's good. Thank you. Woo!